Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Argo is one movie you don't want to miss. It's an action thriller that will have you gripping your popcorn box or the hand of your date. It has impressive acting and directing. And what's most amazing, Argo is based on a true story. Look for several Oscar nominations. Argo, directed by and starring Ben Affleck, tells a story about one of the most bizarre chapters in United States counterintelligence history. The Central Intelligence Agency bankrolled a fictitious Hollywood movie production to rescue Americans from Iran during the 1979 to 1981 hostage crisis when Islamic militants stormed and took over the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. The plan hatched was that a CIA operative would pose as a Canadian movie producer to scout locations for a science fiction movie with the title of Argo. The six American hostages sequestered at the home of the Canadian-Iranian ambassador in Tehran would pose as the Canadian film crew and depart Iran with the CIA operative slash movie producer. Ben Affleck, a screenplay Oscar winner for Good Will Hunting in 1998, moves onto a huge canvas from his previous directorial efforts, The Town and Gone Baby Gone. Affleck directs scenes depicting Tehran, which were filmed in Turkey, CIA headquarters, the White House, and Hollywood studio backlots with a calm and deliberative manner. Affleck sets up scenes well, has a good sense of pacing, and mixes in humorous elements with the almost overwhelming drama that is at the heart of Argo. Details about the characters' lives and relationships bring you close to their stories. You empathize with their peril. Look for a director Oscar nomination for Affleck. In his role as Tony Mendez, Affleck, in full beard, longish hair, and two small sport coats, is thoughtful, forceful, and solid. He rarely cracks a smile. The screenplay for Argo by Chris Terrio is based on Escape from Tehran, a Wired magazine article by Joshua Behrman following the 1997 declassification of the mission by then-President Bill Clinton. What's perhaps best, though, about Argo is the way Affleck captures the Hollywood angle. Scenes between John Goodman and Alan Arkin playing a movie makeup artist and movie producer, respectively, are especially hilarious. Look for supporting actor nominations for each. Argo is a film within a film. It's a metaphor for the state of the world. Don't miss it. Argo is MPAA rated R for language and some violent images. At the box office, October 12, Taken 2 made it two in a row at number 1, keeping Argo opening at number 2 and Sinister opening at number 3. Here Comes the Boom opened at number 6. Seven Psychopaths opened at number 9. Opening October 19 is Alex Cross. A detective tracks the alleged killer of a family member in the crime thriller that stars Tyler Perry, Matthew Fox, Rachel Nichols, and Edward Burns. Paranormal Activity 4. Katie Featherston, Catherine Newton, Matt Shively, and Brady Allen star in the horror film about more weird events in the neighborhood after a mother and a child move in. The Sessions. There's Oscar nominee buzz for John Hawkes and Helen Hunt. In the drama, which is about a person with a disability, a therapist, and a priest. The priest is played by William H. Macy. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.